Proclamation number 6638, dated the September 7th, 1956. The concept of hell, renewed banishment, God's infinite love. Even the most depraved living creation is a child of my love. Therefore it also has my unabated care to return to me one day, even though it will have to travel a far longer path in order to bring itself into line with me and my fundamental nature. But I will not let it fall, and whatever can be done on my part will be done by me in order to help the creature to recognize and change itself. However, the distance is often so vast that the opposing force is greater influence and my illumination of love remains ineffective. For this reason it may also take eternities until it comes a little closer to me, but I will never abandon it. However, when we talk about hell, this relates to an accumulation of such depraved living creations in the beyond, which had already passed through earthly life with negative results and which continued to descend ever further in the beyond because they submitted themselves to my adversary in you. Therefore, before a renewed banishment of the creations on earth takes place, which always signifies the beginning of a new era of salvation, these adherents of Satan move within spheres where they can indulge in their most evil passions, where they inflict all kinds of evil deeds on each other and where constant fighting and arguing prevail and where they always try to draw weaker beings into their domain. Hence where they, on instructions of my adversary, act such that they will sink ever deeper. These places have no boundaries. Hell is, in a manner of speaking, wherever such deeply fallen beings congregate, where they rage against each other, on account of which one can also speak of on earth of hell and of states of hell when evil-minded people are hostile towards each other and wreak all kinds of havoc. All these beings are nevertheless my living creations on whom I take pity and whom I would like to release from their sin and their bondage to my adversary. For they are still wholly under the influence of the one who rose up against me and who also incited all of his created beings to revolt against me so that they, too, apostatized and became wretched. But they had also been my children because they emerged from my strength which permeated my adversary without limitation and which enabled him to create these beings in the first place. Therefore my love also belongs to these beings no matter how deep they have sunk, which will now also explain to you humans why a new creation of earth will have to take place. For I am just as concerned about these unhappy creatures in the deepest abyss as I am about the people on earth. I also want to prepare a path again for those which have already languished under my adversary's control for an infinitely long time. I want to wrest them away from him and constrain them once more in solid matter so that their path will go upwards again, so that the immense resistance they still offer me will slowly wane. My love for those having descended remains unchanged and will never diminish either, but there is no other way to demonstrate my love than through a renewed banishment into earthly creations. There is no other way to achieve success or their return, therefore it follows that a transformation of earth is necessary, as I always and forever proclaim to you. Only love determines my every activity and reign throughout the universe, even if you humans are unable to detect love therein. Sooner or later you'll understand my plan of salvation and give thanks and sing your praises to the one who also guided you out of darkness and death, who wants to give happiness to all beings which emerged from him, and who, with invariable love, also considers those which require his love most urgently because his adversary is keeping them enslaved. Amen.